إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, we were talking about the issue of being role models for our families, and I mentioned the issue of the primacy and importance of Salah, and then the importance of Sabr and Shukr. Today I want to talk about the third quality, which is the quality of ta'alluq ma Allah, the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and what comes as a result of that, which is dua. Because it's only natural that when somebody is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the thing the person does is to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was something that I especially and particularly remember about my father. And as I mentioned earlier, one of the signs of this ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was his consistency with regard to tahajjud. And that resulted in a state where with him it was, you could actually sense and feel the fact that he was always conscious of the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for him was, Allah was not a stranger. And Allah was not a concept. Allah was not somebody he believed in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was somebody that he was always in the presence of, and he felt his presence. I still remember almost every time whenever he spoke about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there were times when I had to control an urge to turn and look over my shoulder to see if Allah is standing there. When he would speak with such a sense of presence, it was like you could feel Allah in the room. And when he described the greatness and glory and magnificence of Allah, it was all in very normal day-to-day terms. And that's the point I want to make, because my father was not a traditional scholar of Islam, or he was not an alim or hafiz or anything, but the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was such that he would see and he would point to that connection in everything. He was a physician, he was a surgeon, and he would talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his creation in terms of surgery, what he saw in the surgery, what he used to do, and you know, all day-to-day regular terms. While we were eating our food, he would, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these two names were not strangers in the house. Usually you find with people, you know, today that, for example, in a room, there would be good conversation happening and everyone is smiling and, you know, laughing and very happy. And the moment you introduce the word Allah, then one pall descends and everyone becomes very serious. And if there are ladies who are not in hijab, then they will sort of very surreptitiously pull, some part of the dupatta or something over the head. So at least it's sort of gracefully draped for the period that Allah is mentioned. And everyone has a funereal expression on their face because Allah's name was mentioned. And then as soon as that is over, then it's almost as if saying, okay, Alhamdulillah, now it's finished. Now let's talk about our normal stuff. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Because Allah is a stranger. This is the problem. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the name of Allah, the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these are strangers with nothing. It's not usual for, and this is a very bad thing. We must make it a habit. I say even at least to inculcate the habit for the sake of that. At least count it and say, in one day today, how many times did I mention Allah? Until it becomes, you know, normal. And make it a point, especially when children are there, young children are there, at the time of meal times, when you are eating, when you are going anywhere, driving, make sure that you mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name. I remember still, I was in New York once, and we were going, a friend of ours was taking us from one place to another place in Jamaat, and his little son was with us, and the little boy was about maybe 4 years old or something. So we were driving and going, and this little boy was in the car, and he says to his father, he says, Daddy, I asked Allah 40 times. So I said to the father, what did he ask Allah 40 times? He says, no, we have, my wife and I, we have inculcated this habit in him that any time he wants anything and he asks, we say, you ask Allah, if Allah wants, then you will get it. So he says, anything. I mean, if you ask for a chocolate, we say, no, ask Allah. If you, absolutely anything, you know, whatever he wants, ask Allah. So he said, today, he said, when I'm going to drop you to this place, there's a friend of his, another little boy who lives on the way. So he said, can I go and visit my friend? Can you drop me there and on the way back you pick me up? So I said, as usual, I said, you ask Allah, and if Allah puts in my heart, you can get into the car. If Allah puts into my heart, then I'll drop you. If Allah does not put into my heart, then you come with me and I don't drop you. So he's reminding me, I've asked Allah 40 times, did Allah put in your heart or not? Now, you see, this is the little boy, he's 3-4 years old. But from that age onwards, or even earlier onwards, it's how you get children used to connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as I said, the result of this is dua, and that is the thing that I, when my father passed away, the thing I miss him most for is this, that when he was alive, my brother and I, anytime there was any issue, any, you know, problem, any challenge we faced or whatever, we would phone and tell him, if we were not here, we would phone and tell him that this is the issue and can you please make dua. And I always remember his way of talking. He would say, koi baat nahi, fikar mat karo, mai pakad leta hu, diye nahi tak nahi chhodta. These were his words, always. Mai pakad leta hu, diye nahi tak nahi chhodta. You know, he would say, I will catch hold of him, and until he gives me, I will not leave him. He's talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, mai pakad leta hu, diye nahi tak nahi chhodta. And that was his way of asking dua also. You know, sometimes I would overhear it. Dua mein, my father would argue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would beg and plead. Including things like, for example, people would say, many times people say, you know, don't worry, inshallah, khair hai to Allah denge. If there is khair, Allah will give you. My father would say, khair hai to nahi, Allah dete. Khair nahi hai to dal ke dete. You know, his thing was, this was the yaqeen in Allah and the knowledge of who Allah is. Because we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has no constraints, right? Then where do you bring this constraint from? If there is khair, what do you mean if there is khair? There is khair if Allah puts khair. Khair is not by itself, right? I mean, this is not as if there is khair and Allah is picking and choosing. Oh, no, there is no khair, I can't do this. No, khair is what Allah puts. So my father used to say, "Are khair nahi hai to Allah dal ke dete. Kya karna hai? If there is no khair, Allah will put khair." And that is the yaqeen in the dua. Total conviction. It was almost literally, I always give this example. And it was like, for example, you know, my example I always give with this is, small child, you know, if it's a 2-year-old or something. Now, if that 2-year-old grabs hold of his father, and maybe he's hanging on to your thobe or something, and he wants something, he is, you know, now, to that 2-year-old, if you, as the father, if you don't give him something, he is not reasoning in his mind, maybe my father doesn't have it, maybe he can't give it. His thing is, if he is not giving it, there's only one reason, which is that I have not yet convinced him that he must give me. That's it. And that reasoning also is not, this is my interpretation. The child is not reasoning. The child says, I am asking, I must get. The fact that the father may not have the thing to give him, that does not occur to the child. As far as the child is concerned, ask my father has to give me. If he is not giving me, it means that he does not want to give me just now. Maybe he is not convinced. What must I do? I must ask him more and more and more and more and make his life miserable until he gives me. Now, this is the way of making dua with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keeping the adab of Allah in mind, this is the way of making dua, and this is what my father used to do. That's why he would argue with him. He said, hey, kaisa nahi hota? Where is the question of not happening? Because who am I asking? I'm asking Musabbibul Asbab. Then why am I worried about this sabab? I am asking the one who creates the asbab. Then why must I worry about the sabab? डिजीज, डॉक्टर बोला, अरे डॉक्टर को होना था, डॉक्टर विल से व्हाट ही नोज, ही इज नॉट द वन हु क्रिएटेड द डिजीज, ही इज नॉट द वन हु क्रिएटेड द क्योर, हु केयर्स, देयर इज नो क्योर, व्हाट मीन देयर इज नो क्योर, देयर इज नो, यू डोंट नो द क्योर, ही नोज द क्योर, एंड ही इज द वन हु क्रिएट्स द क्योर. So the issue of asking dua in a way where there is no question of the dua not being accepted. There is no question of the dua not happening. There is no question of not getting. And I always say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this, Ana inda zanni abdi bi. In the Hadith of Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I am for my slave as he thinks I am. And for my father, Allah was like he thought he is. My father would make dua. He would say, Allah, teri jannat mein tere kareeb ek choti jhopdi de. He said, puri jannat nahi, tere kareeb ek choti jhopdi. He used to say, not the whole jannat, near you, I want a small hut. That's all. Now, I'm saying that these are not duas of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I'm not saying you make the same dua. I'm just saying that these are things which indicate a very close and personal connection and ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jalla jalla, which I ask Allah to enable me to have this ta'alluq myself, that this is what shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is close to us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a part of our lives. This is a reality, whether we accept it. But that reality, if we accept it, we know it, then we can leverage it and we can take the benefit of this, inshallah. And that's what I remind myself and you. These are the memories that we need to inculcate in our lives and so the children get of connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla. And as a result of that connection, this dua, of making dua for the children, making dua for yourself, and the children having that much of confidence in you and your dua that they come and tell you, please make dua for me. Allah aapki sunte hai, aap dua kar. And that is the memory. And as I said, when my father passed away, that was the biggest sense of loss for me. It was not that he was not there or something, but ye dua khatam ho gayi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala khair dene wali zat Allah ki, Allah is always there, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give, because he is the one who listens and he gives, and he does not give based on anybody. But definitely that is the sense of loss that I have. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive my father and mother and to fill their qubur with noor. And I ask you to make this dua for them also. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to do that which is pleasing for him and to save us from that which is not pleasing. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika arhamar rahim.